Hello, listener. Welcome to another episode of Teller of Tales, a Synapse QA blogcast. Do you find it easier to absorb things you listen to rather than the things you read? Teller of Tales is a blogcast that narrates the articles published on the Synapse QA platform. My name is Beth Marshall, and I'm a tester, a blogger, a trainer, a public speaker, and a really proud member of the global software testing community. This episode comes to us from Sarah Mohammed, a QA engineer based in Malaysia. Her wonderful story is all about different testing cultures, and she gives lots of interesting snippets of detail about what she thinks a great testing culture does, and importantly, does not look like. Thank you for listening, and we really hope you enjoy this tale. Sarah Mohammed, QA engineer in Malaysia. Testing culture, which one is the best? Read by Beth Marshall. For the past 8 years, I've moved from one company to another, finding the right company for me to work and gain experience. One of the characteristics that I looked for was the testing culture that the company practiced. Here are a few example testing cultures that I experienced working with. Company A. Company A was the first company that I worked with in relation to software quality. I learned the proper process and procedures of how to verify and validate software products. Since it's an independent software testing service provider, it had a heavy process and followed standards such as ISO, TMMI, and IEEE. For example, one test cycle is only for a specific version and build. Retesting or confirmation testing is to be conducted in another test cycle. The documentation for testing is very comprehensive and consists of the test plan, test design, test cases, test log, test incident, and test summary report. My thought about quality when I worked here was that the software must meet all the expectations, or otherwise it's bad quality software. As a junior software tester, I was always worried if I could not find any bugs. I had the perception that if no bug was found, it means I'm not a good tester. Company B. Company B is a project-based company that received projects from clients. While I worked here, they just started to set up a QA team. I was reporting to a manager who was quite new to software quality. The manager trusted us, the subordinates, to do the testing using our own style. The challenge that I faced there was not how to satisfy the manager, but the perception of the product engineering team. To them, QA's only responsibility was to execute tests. They had no idea that test execution is only one of the testing activities. There was no proper process being communicated across the team. They only had a basic idea of the development lifecycle, which includes requirement gathering, coding, testing, maintenance. The application under test was not ready to enter the testing phase. Besides that, the test environment was also unstable because many deployments happened during test execution. The documentation that they referred to were product flowchart, tickets in the ticket management system, and user acceptance test cases. My perception of quality when I worked here was delivering just enough software quality is all right. Company C. Company C is a product-based company that builds its products and markets them internationally. They had a small QA team that helped with testing before the product went live. In my opinion, their agile practices were quite structured because they had a consistent bi-weekly sprint cycle. The product engineering team had a similar perception as Company B, thinking that testing is an easy activity. If there were any delay from the development phase, the timeline was fixed and remained unchanged. Indirectly, The QAA timeline was crunched to meet the expected timeline. The estimation was rigid as they did not consider other project risks such as people being on leave or other events like public holidays. The documentation that they used were Excel sheets and tickets in the ticket management system. My thought about quality when I worked here was try to meet the best quality by designing and executing test cases and report as many bugs as possible within the time given. This was because if there was any bug that managed to slip into production, QA was at fault. Company D. Company D is a product-based company related to the e-commerce industry. Like Company B, they've just started to establish a QA team. I reported to an experienced leader in software quality. His direction for the team was interesting, and he wanted the team to move into test automation without neglecting manual testing. He also mentioned that quality is the whole team's responsibility. In the early years, we had no documented process or official QA process. The product engineering team had a basic product process of plan, design, code, test, release. They incorporated agile methodology into the development lifecycle. There were daily stand-ups, bi-weekly sprint planning, retrospective meetings, and many more. We were also moving to a mindset where quality is a team effort. We started to give awareness about software quality, the concept of early testing, and the test pyramid across the product engineering team. It wasn't an easy journey, but I can see that the team started to believe that quality is everybody's responsibility. Any decision will always be a team decision. What was interesting about Company D was the people in the product engineering team. They welcomed any new idea from anyone, regardless of whether they were a junior engineer or an engineering manager. My thought about quality while working here was we strive for the best quality product at the same time, keep on learning new things and improving our workflow to work better. Based on these experiences, I can summarise that the test process ensures consistency and stability. We can predict the outcome and lower the product risks. Documentation can give an impact on the product quality as it gives us clear information such as the test goal, test scope, and test coverage. Hiring an experienced test leader is crucial to ensure accountability and to align the organizational test strategy with the company's needs. Every company has its own testing approach. Testing culture depends on the organization. What is best for one company may not be the best for another. For example, Company A had the most comprehensive process, but might not be suitable for other organizations because too much process can be heavy and hard to follow. We need to fine-tune with the team demographics and working experience. Your perspective about quality will change based on which testing culture you're in. An organization's working culture will affect the organization's testing culture. Being in an organization that always welcomes new ideas allows us to learn and improve. A testing culture that leads to developing new practices in software quality. A mature test process can contribute to a good software product quality with fewer defects. This can be achieved by learning and improving. We can start by defining a high-level organizational test strategy and discussing it with the management. Referring to the title of this article, which would be the best testing culture? From my point of view, I believe that Company D has the best testing culture due to the organization's working culture that produced good values. It embraces change to be better every day, always inventing, improving, and innovating. Indirectly, that influences the evolution of a good testing culture in the company. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this story. Your feedback matters. Support us by sharing your thoughts on Teller of Tales and show your love by spreading the word. If you've enjoyed today's testing story, make sure to share with your network. Until next time with another tale, it's Beth signing off. You'll find Synapse QA in all the usual places. Follow them on social media for regular updates. Until next time, goodbye.